Random House Audio presents The Art of Happiness in a Troubled World by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler, M.D. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Introduction. A while back, I was invited to Australia to deliver the opening keynote address at an international conference on human happiness. This was an unusually large event, which brought together 50 leading experts from around the world to speak about happiness, thousands of attendees, and even the Dalai Lama, who appeared on the second day as the featured speaker. With so many professional colleagues gathered in one spot, there was plenty of lively discussion on a wide range of topics. During a lunch break, I overheard several colleagues arguing about the merits of some recent articles in the Australian newspapers, touching on a debate going on in positive psychology circles. Positive psychology is a new branch of psychology, often referred to as the science of human happiness. The question being debated was, if the goal is to increase human happiness, which is the better approach? To focus on inner development or social welfare? In other words, should efforts be devoted primarily to developing techniques that individuals can practice to increase personal happiness, or should we focus on improving social conditions, creating conditions that allow the members of a society to thrive and result in greater happiness for the population as a whole? It seemed that the debate could be quite contentious at times. Some championing the social approach were characterizing positive psychology, which largely focused on finding effective methods of increasing